House Bill 1294. Senator Evers moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing for a vote to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1294 was lost.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. Apparently, the calendar slipped by us yesterday without reconsidering this bill, which now requires a suspension of the rules. And I would ask the body that for purposes of hearing House Bill 1294 with some changes, that we would be willing to reconsider it at this time, and I thank you.
Are there further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Everett's motion that the rules be suspended for the sole purpose of allowing for a vote to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1294 was lost, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Hoskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 28, nays 7.
The motion has received a two-thirds majority vote, and House Bill 1294 is up for reconsideration. Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, members of the Senate, for the reconsideration.
Oh, Senator, I'm sorry, just one moment. All right. And this will be the vote to reconsider and put it on the calendar.
Yesterday, Senator Evers announced her intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill or House Bill 1294 was lost.
Senator Evers, do you wish to reconsider?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Would remarks be in order on the reconsideration?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the motion to reconsider and to reconsider.
Thank you. I am in the process of changing the bill. With an explanation, and I'm asking the body to reconsider House Bill 1294 and at least listen to the arguments. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? The question being on Senator Everett's motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1294 was lost. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
Don't need that one, but I do need the other one.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham? Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Hoskin? Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 26. Nays 6.
The motion has received a majority vote of the members elect, and House Bill 1294 is up for reconsideration. Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President, and I appreciate the opportunity to reconsider this bill. There are times when you stand here on the floor and you wish you had an affidavit to prove something that happened 12 months ago, even 2 years ago, whenever. And that's exactly what I wish I had with me today. When we were arguing, debating, and discussing securitization on this floor and with members of the House, several meetings occurred. One with that I was involved in involved some members of the other party from the House. And a particularly strong House member in leadership really wanted to stress the importance of securitization, including only tax-exempt status for the bonds. And the reasoning was, truly, that there should be some things that would be off-limits to the governor if he chose to securitize in the window of opportunity he had before the voters voted on our trust funds. Once our tobacco trust funds were locked up in a trust, anything that the governor would do in terms of securitizing would flow to the trust fund. But just as a precaution, and quote, it would be easily changed if the voters approved the trust in April. Then we could come back and include taxable investments. And how easy it is to say that at the time and how difficult it is now. But I can't stress to you how different circumstances are than when we first dealt with the issue of securitization. We don't need to redo that argument. It's here, and it has not been a viable option, or the governor would have acted on it. It may very well not be a viable option. But a lot depends on what other states do, and a lot depends on interest rates and the economy and bond ratings. That's the reason we need some flexibility. And with that thought in mind, I have an amendment at the desk.
Senator Evers moves that House Bill 1294 be amended on page 4 of the House State Affairs Committee engrossed bill.
I would waive the reading. It has been distributed. It would be 1294RA, and I put my name on the amendment.
To the waiving of the reading. Is there a second? Remarks on the Evers motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. This particular amendment would take off the emergency clause, and what it would do is make this effective 90 days after enacted, after the bill was enacted. We've been able to do that on other bills. It doesn't give the same flexibility that an emergency clause gives, but it gives more flexibility than if we waited until July 1st to enact this. I'm not in a position today to tell you what's going to, what the economy or what interest rates or any of the other variables I talked about before will look like in March or April or June or July. I just know that if we're going to do this, we should do it with a sense of flexibility. Is it imperative? No. Could we securitize today? Yes. Would the money still flow into the trust fund? Absolutely. But if we can do, if we have the opportunity to do something worthwhile, we should have it on the books and available to do. I think our governor's been cautious. I don't think this should be a referendum on that cautiousness. This should be a decision made on whether it's a good idea to move into taxable investments. With that in mind, I would urge you to adopt the amendment.
Further remarks on the Evers motion to amend. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Evers motion to amend House Bill 1294. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1294 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. We've discussed this issue quite a little this year, last year, and I think one of the things that everyone's concerned with is the indebtedness and how much money we're going to receive through any type of bonding transaction that we do. I think it's probably proper for the state to look at that, but in the context of 10 or 15 years out. I think it's totally improper for the state to look at it at any time before, at least 10 years. I think the other thing we need to do is be totally honest with the taxpayers and the people of South Dakota in what those transactions are and how much money we're going to receive and what the actual expense is when we're doing this. And with that, I have a motion at the desk, Madam President. It's 1294-OC. I think
motion.
Everyone has a copy. And I would waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Huttmacher motion.
Madam President, if I could address the amendment just briefly.
That's granted.
What this amendment does is says that all the transactions that are done pursuant to this act, in other words, the whole bonding mechanism, need to be disclosed to the public as a matter of public record. And I think that's only fair to the taxpayers and fair to us as legislators or anyone else that's concerned about that, whether it's a good deal or bad deal. And I would hope we could attach this amendment onto this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Huttmacher motion? Senator Evers.
Thank you. Point. If I could question whether this is a substitute amendment? No? Oh, it's already. Oh, okay. I would consider this a friendly amendment. It would be and is and should always be a matter of public record. So it is today. It should be tomorrow. And if this ensures that people are more comfortable with this bill, I would definitely consider this a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Huttmacher motion to amend House Bill 1294. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1294 as further amended.
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Yes, I have a question to sponsor.
State your question.
Yeah. Senator Everest. I guess I'm still baffled here about the necessity of using taxable bonds. With taxable bonds, of course, we'll have greater flexibility in the use of the money. However, at the same time, we'll be paying a higher rate of interest. And I guess I'm just simply concerned about paying the higher rate of interest. Can you respond to that?
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Senator Staggers, and I'll try to respond. I think that isn't necessarily a given. It, depending on circumstances, taxables may not be that higher, or it depends on where interest rates are at. I mean, that's not a constant in any equation. And to give you an example of why we shouldn't fear this, when we did the securitization and we did tax exempt, remember that as the authority buys down the debt, so to speak, the entity, the authority, the separate entity, it turns taxable anyway. You know, the money then frees up to become taxable and invested in taxable. So at the end of the portfolio, you're going to be dealing with taxables anyway. So from my perspective, this just starts, it just opens the door for a kind of, a different kind of investment. And my question back actually would be, why not? If it were the best thing to do, if it were an opportunity we would not otherwise realize that made good fiscal sense, then why not have this here?
Okay. Senator Staggers, you have the floor.
Yeah, I guess in responding to Senator Everest's question, if I was an investor and the interest rates are basically the same for the taxable and non-taxable, I definitely want to go for the non-taxable.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1294 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose,
aye.
Brown,
no.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
no.
Dennert,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
no.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
no.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
Hoskin,
aye. Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Elbers.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 24, nays 11.
House Bill 1294 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. There is a title amendment.
Senator Evers moves that the title to House Bill 1294 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 2 of the House State Affairs Committee engrossed bill, delete and to declare an emergency.
Is there a second? Those in favor of the title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The title is thus amended.